This is Northwest News from KPLU. Lieutenant Colonel Celia Flor Cruz has had a long, distinguished career. She was one of the first women to graduate from West Point and has flown helicopters in a war zone. She's now at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, where she heads up a military program to combat sexual assault. It's something she's dealt with both professionally and personally. Flor Cruz will be speaking Tuesday at Pacific Lutheran University. She sat down with KPLU's Paula Whistle.
Speaking at PLU, you're going to be talking about your own personal experience, which, as I understand, you didn't talk about for a long time, right?
I have never talked about it. And yes, I will be talking about that.
Can you tell me something about your personal experience?
I was a first-year student at the University of Virginia, and I did find myself the object of a sexual assault. I was 17. I was very young. I did leave a note for my roommate because she walked in on it and then was pushed out by this by the subject. And I wanted her to know that that was not something that I wanted.
And it's something that you really haven't talked about. Why is that?
I don't want to be seen as a victim. The other part about it is, I think, and I have this in common with, I think, most victims, the people who care about you will be hurt when you talk about it. I have brothers. I have a sister. I know that one of my brothers is more than a little anxious since he read about it. And I certainly wouldn't want my husband or daughters to have to live through that.
Do you think it's important for victims to speak out, though?
I think it's important for some. Not a lot. My experience working with victims, which is fairly extensive for a lot of years, is that sometimes when we encourage a victim to speak out, it's harmful to them.
Now, it's interesting to hear you say that because it seems like you always hear, or the more common thing you hear is that it's good to speak out, it's good to acknowledge it, it helps you move past it. And so it's interesting to hear you say, not necessarily.
And I have a lot of experience working with trauma victims of different kinds. And this the same thing is still true. The healing trajectory can be very different. So you might be encouraging someone to speak out in a public venue and then find that that's been a really bad thing and sets them back.
So is there anything about the culture of the military? I mean, it is still primarily male and minority female, and you have several wars we've been in and the stresses and all of that. That sort of is an environment that is sort of ripe for sexual assault?
I don't think so. I can see why people would think that, because our job, as a general rule, is to inflict violence upon anyone who would compromise the safety and peace of our American people. That's violence, but that's violence that we're trained for, and it's contained and it's directed in an ethical manner. So I really don't see the military as having a culture that contributes more to sexual assault.
And how about for women to come forward and speak and facing, not official repercussions, but maybe unofficial repercussions?
Oh, I think that's true everywhere. I'm sure that I'm going to get some repercussions that aren't professional at all, but personal. I think that, yes, in the past, it was not something that would do you any favors. And I will be talking about a subsequent assault that took place in a military environment where I was never going to report it.
Can you talk about that?
I can, to an extent. I was assaulted while I was asleep. I was alone in the barracks. I had also been intoxicated, which was the reason that I was asleep and the reason that I absented myself from where I was, because I thought, I'm going to be drunk pretty soon. I think I need to get out of here. But there was no way that I was going to report that. And
because you had been drinking?
It really wasn't even the drinking. It was that I would be the one who would have been moved to a different company. I would have been the one who was called into question. That was a long time ago, though. So there was a bystander for me the second time around. Unfortunately, he was much smaller than the assailant, so there was a problem there, but nonetheless, there was a bystander, and I would love to encourage more of that.
Bystanders to get involved.
That's exactly right, and I think that's really the problem. Number one, we haven't done a very good job. We as society haven't done a very good job of explaining that there's different ways that you can intervene. For instance, if you were in a party situation and you could see someone intentionally trying to intoxicate a potential victim, you might say, weren't you in my chemistry class? Because I wanted to ask you a question. There are different ways that we can do that that don't make you look like the person who's trying to ruin someone's party, but can still break up the situation.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure.